I think that's the first thing I bought with my own money.
And I decided I wanted to rebuild it. So several of us guys had gotten together and we'd rented an Army or an Air Force building at Ryan Airport as a shop. So I proceeded to drive the car in there one day and I started disassembling it. And I tore it down to anything that could be torn down. I took it all apart and just to see if I could put it back together again. And I did. And of course, while I was going back together, I did a few minor things to the engine. It run pretty good. And I'm trying to think. I went in the Marine Corps and I witnessed the boat racing on the West Coast. I was always, Dad was a fisherman. I was bass fishing when I was 10 years old. And I liked water, and then I went to this boat race in Salton Sea, and I guess this was in 40 and 50.
Yeah.
And I got out the Marine Corps and I wanted a boat. Well, I bought a boat and a motor, and it just didn't go fast enough. About that time, I got my Korean bonus, and Townsend from Port Arthur had a 48 hydro for sale.
Port Arthur, Texas?
Yeah.
I was just there.
Townsend Dairies. To this day, he got killed in a boat racing accident a few years back. But I bought a boat from him. And that started me racing. And I raced until about three, four years ago. I hung it up. So then started fishing in earnest.
Yeah.
But it was just a competitive spirit that I had and wanted to fulfill. Of course, I'm still working for the telephone company. They wonder what's going to be next.
Yeah.
It was a strange thing. I left Baton Rouge and went to the Marine Corps. I think it was in 50, the early part of 50, or December of 49, or I got married in November. It was in 50. And they were building the airline highway around Florida Street, around the traffic circle.
Where's the airline highway? Back that way? Or?
No, it's east of us.
Okay.
But in Broadmoor, one of the last things I did before I went in the Marine Corps, I was a lineman with the telephone company, and we put the first telephone circuit into Broadmoor. Now, I was gone about, 24 from Baton Rouge, maybe 30 months, less than 3 years. And when we flew over Baton Rouge, I was flying into New Orleans. And we're flying low over Baton Rouge, and I recognized the state capital, but I couldn't figure out the rest of Baton Rouge. And then when I drove in, I guess there must have been 400 or 500 houses on the other side of the airline, and the highway was completed all the way to Nessa Overpass. Before to go to New Orleans, we had to go through to down Jefferson Highway.
You were down Kenner?
Oh, yes. Yes. The first time I can remember going to Garraville to visit my grandparents by car. We used to go by train. We went with my godfather, and we went out what is old Jefferson Highway now, through Hope Villa. When you got to Hope Villa, that was the end of the old airline. And you turned and went through almost to Fort Benson, and came out at Gonzales, all gravel road. And then there was a little two-lane highway on into Garraville that way. But it used to be about a